Lord Vader, Operation Andor is underway.
Excellent. If we release 3 episodes per week, the Lorehounds will never be able to cover every episode. The Imperial forces will crush the rebellion before it begins.
Stand by. We're picking up something on our scanners.
Echo Squadron, reporting in.
Delta Squadron, on your left.
Django Squadron, on your 6.
With Imperial forces coming in fast, we're calling all Rebels to join the fight this season. Starting after the April 22nd premiere, you'll hear 3 full breakdowns for each week's episodes of Andor Season 2. Each podcast will be led by one of our squadron leaders, Alicia, David, and John. We'll be bringing in new and familiar voices to fill out the roster. Search for the Lorehounds on any podcast platform to join us in a galaxy far, far away. And don't forget to check out our season pass for even more content like our Holocron bonus pods. It's good news for anyone, except Darth Vader.
Welcome, Middle-Earth Wanderer, to this special bonus episode of Lore of the Rings. If you've been following our deep dive into the Fellowship of the Ring, you'll know we've been exploring the chapter A Knife in the Dark. And within that chapter, we get a powerful moment, a story within a story, told by none other than Strider himself. But this moment connects to something even greater, a tale of an ancient mariner, a shining star, and the very lineage of heroes like Elrond and Aragorn. Let's talk about Eärendil the Mariner. Who was Eärendil? Eärendil was the son of Tuor, a mortal man, and Idril, an elven princess of Gondolin. That means he was half-elven, like Elrond. In fact, Eärendil was Elrond's father. Eärendil's greatest deed was his voyage across the sea to seek the help of the Valar, the godlike beings who shaped the world. At this point in history, Morgoth, the original Dark Lord and Sauron's master, had devastated Middle-earth. Eärendil, carrying the Silmaril, sailed into the Blessed Realm to beg the Valar for aid. Against all odds, he succeeded. Because of him, the Valar launched a war against Morgoth, defeated him, and changed the fate of the world forever. That's why Eärendil is such an important symbol. His Silmaril was set in the sky as a star, what we know as the Evening Star. It's literally the light that Frodo and Sam will cling to when they're deep in the shadow of Mordor. That very same star that Galadriel captures in her file. Now let's come back to Weathertop. Strider sings his song to the hobbits at a moment when they feel powerless, afraid, lost in the dark. The Black Riders are hunting them. What hope do they have? But the story of Eärendil reminds us that even when things seem dire, hope is never fully lost. One person, with courage and purpose, can turn the tide of history. Eärendil did, and one day, Frodo and even Strider himself will too. So, my fellow Wanderer, what does this mean for you and I? We love these stories because they resonate beyond the page. Like the hobbits on Weathertop, we all face moments of fear and uncertainty. But just like Strider reminds them of Eärendil's tale, Tolkien reminds us that darkness never has the final say. This story is a powerful tale, but can only be briefly explored as you read Fellowship of the Ring. If you want to wander farther into the amazing stories from this chapter and uncover more of its hidden depths, I've got something for you. I've put together a free chapter guide that breaks down A Knife in the Dark, highlighting themes, lore connections, details you might have missed, and links to previous Lore of the Rings episodes that explore all the First Age tales, like Eärendil, Beren and Lúthien, and more. You can grab the free guide now at ringspodcast.com/attack. I know it'll help you dive even deeper into this incredible story. Keep wandering, keep reading, and may the light of Eärendil always shine upon your path.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.